Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include torture and sexual violence in China are focus of CECC hearing in U.S. Congress. USA, Shenyun exudes grace and nobility in 8 states. Calling upon the Australian Prime Minister to help stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong practitioners in Russia participate in International Expo. Engineer imprisoned for 10 years, arrested once again. And forums on quitting the Communist Party held in Indiana. Now for the stories. Torture and sexual violence in China are focus of CECC hearing in U.S. Congress. The Congressional Executive Commission on China, the CECC, convened a hearing titled China's Pervasive Use of Torture on Capitol Hill on the afternoon of April 14th. The hearing was to examine China's systemic use of torture and maltreatment in the criminal justice system. Several witnesses provided testimony. Yin Liping, a Falun Gong practitioner who was rescued to the United States from China, narrated her shocking experience as a witness to the hearing. She suffered torture and group sexual violence at the notorious Masanja labor camp in Liaoning province. She was tortured to the verge of death on several occasions while incarcerated in forced labor camps and detention centers for her belief in Falun Gong. Ms. Yin showed photos at the hearing. Tears began to run down her face while narrating her experiences. She had seen fellow practitioners suffer torture and pass away as a result. She said, "We promised one another that any one of us who survives will expose the persecution to the world. Today, I am speaking up for them, the forever voiceless victims." She submitted a list of main culprits who are responsible for her persecution to the CECC, which will copy the list to U.S. Department of State. The list of 41 people included Jiang Zemin, Bo Xilai, Wang Lijun, Wen Shijian, and the police at Masanja and other places. The CECC is comprised of 22 U.S. officials, including 9 senators, 8 House representatives, and 5 officials from the executive branch. U.S. congressional representatives commend the courage of Falun Gong practitioners in exposing the persecution. U.S. congressional representatives who attended the hearing commended the courage of Falun Gong practitioners in exposing the inhumane persecution. They indicated that the culprit Jiang Zemin and his followers must be brought to justice. Representative Chris Smith, chairman of CECC, indicated in the hearing that Chinese government perpetrators who committed sexual violence must be investigated, not allowed to continue their abuse of Falun Gong practitioners and others. Representative Trent Franks, chairman of the Subcommittee on the Constitution and Civil Justice, said, "Your efforts are not wasted here. Only God knows what fruits will come from what you talk here. You are being responsible. Let your compassion and commitment to humanity prevail in this forum." Representative Tim Walz said, "Thank you all for sharing your painful stories. It is important for people to know the torture. I would have never imagined in my life that as a United States congressman that I would have to defend the United States position that torture is unacceptable in all forms, in any situations."
USA, Shenyun exudes grace and nobility in 8 states. 2 of Shenyun Performing Arts' 4 companies performed 40 shows in 11 U.S. cities throughout 8 states from March 19th to April 10th, 2016. Local presenters in Long Beach, California and Seattle, Washington added shows 1 month prior to meet the demand. Performances in San Diego, Claremont, Thousand Oaks, Austin, Kansas City, and Phoenix were also sold out. Grammy-nominated composer, Grace and Nobility. "There's something very genuine and authentic about the experience," said Freddie Ravel, a Grammy-nominated composer. "Everyone exudes grace and nobility, the things that our world needs more of. There was a lot to touch the heart. There is a tremendous graciousness that is present throughout the entire performance," he said. "The blend of East and West is magical." He was surprised to find similarities between Shenyun's music and Western music. He said, "I was struck by the connection between the Asian music, the Chinese music, and some of the Western music we've written in the United States." Television host, "The Most Heavenly Experience." It's a spiritual, peaceful, and absorbing experience, said television and radio host Dr. Sky, Steve Cates. He described the show as the most heavenly experience that I've seen in a long time. The choreography is beautiful. The costumes are absolutely fantastic. I think it's absolutely spectacular. He added, I feel like my troubles have just walked away from me and just taken off. I'm grateful to be here. Incredible and awe-inspiring. It is an experience that you would not get anywhere else, said Dr. Gayla Kalk Jackson, Miss Senior California 2014. It's just awe-inspiring. The people just float. I mean, the choreography is incredible and the storyline, beautiful, beautiful. I was like a baby being born. I was in awe of the costuming and the dancing, and it taught me so much about the Chinese culture, Dr. Jackson added. Orchestra co-founder, Moving and Dreamlike. Laura Val Gillespie, a co-founder of the California Philharmonic, said, the music and the dance just coordinated so well together that it's just amazing. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. I think their discipline is incredible, she said. Their skill level is excellent. They're all so talented and skilled and disciplined. But everything, it's just kind of the whole mood of it, is spiritual, she said. It's kind of somewhat dreamlike. It's really very moving. Shenyun will continue its tour of the United States with April performances in Costa Mesa, California, Portland, Oregon, Davenport, Iowa, Northridge, California, and Los Angeles, California.
Calling upon the Australian Prime Minister to help stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Practitioners and supporters of Falun Gong held a rally in Sydney, Australia, at Martin Place, 1 week before Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's first visit to China on April 14th and 15th, 2016. They called upon him to bring up the Chinese regime's human rights violations and asked the Chinese government to stop the 17-year persecution of Falun Gong. Falun Gong Association President Dr. Lucy Zhao said, "We welcome Australia's growth and prosperity and engagement with China. At the same time, we urge the Prime Minister to not ignore the fact that millions of Falun Gong practitioners continue to endure persecution and torture at the hands of China's communist regime. This is an opportunity to strengthen the relationship of the two countries." Practitioners collected 3,400 signatures at the event, calling for an end to the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Two Falun Gong practitioners at the rally talked about their family members' experience of being tortured in China. The father of 17-year-old Eric Jia, Yi Jia, has been imprisoned for over 8 years. Prior to that, his family endured constant harassment and abuse by the Chinese authorities. Eric moved to Australia in 2012 with his mother to escape the persecution. He wrote in a personal letter to the Prime Minister, "We miss him very much. I can no longer remember his voice. We are deeply worried about him, but feel completely helpless and desperate as there is so little we can do for him. He will deliver the letter in person before Mr. Turnbull leaves for China." Many passers-by were shocked by the brutal persecution. Shanae said that Eric's speech deeply touched her. She is disappointed with the Chinese government. She said, "How can they treat their own people like that?" and added that she hopes the Prime Minister will bring back good news from China. Professor Smith signed the petition and took more materials for his friends. He said he has observed Falun Gong for years. "They are a group of very nice people," he added. He believes that Falun Gong is rooted in profound traditional Chinese culture. He commented that it is encouraging to see a group of peaceful people doing meditation there. Professor Smith hopes that the world can learn some wisdom from Chinese culture and that Falun Gong is a good example of this culture and is the hope of China. He said the Australian Prime Minister should prioritize spiritual values over material interests because it is his responsibility.
Falun Gong practitioners in Russia participate in International Expo. Falun Gong practitioners in St. Petersburg and Northwest Russia participated in the Healthy Way of Life International Expo in St. Petersburg on April 1st through 4th, 2016. They set up a booth to introduce Falun Gong and demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises on a stage. The organizer of the event issued a certificate of appreciation to Falun Gong practitioners for their contribution to the expo. Many visitors read introductory materials and talked to practitioners at the Falun Gong booth with great interest. Most of them were pursuing ways of improving health and life. Practitioners shared their personal experience of cultivating and following truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance in their daily lives. They also talked about the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Visitors often expressed indignation over the brutal persecution. A group of young people from Ural immediately signed an online petition for Falun Gong. Many people left their contact information, hoping to learn Falun Gong in the future.
Engineer in prison for 10 years, arrested once again. Ms. Yang Shijun, 57, an engineer from Qichihar City, Heilongjiang Province, was recently arrested for practicing Falun Gong. This was her third arrest for upholding her convictions. The police have held her since December 7, 2015, and she is scheduled to face trial on April 12. Arrested and tortured for putting up banners. Ms. Yang's first arrest occurred when the persecution started in 1999. She was kept at the Shuanghe labor camp for 1 year. She was arrested again in November 2004 when she and other practitioners put up more than 100 banners in Qichihar with the messages, Falun Dafa is good, and Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance is good. The practitioners were tortured over prolonged, brutal interrogation sessions, some so severely that they became disabled. Sentenced to 12 years. Ms. Yang was sentenced to 12 years of imprisonment in April 2006, along with 15 other practitioners. When she protested the illegal detention and mistreatment, the prison authorities had her force-fed with unknown drugs. The drugs caused Ms. Yang to suffer mental illness. She shouted, experienced memory loss, and became unable to take care of herself. She was not released until May 2014. Meditation meets brutality. Growing up in the countryside of Tai Lai County, Ms. Yang was admitted to the Harbin Medical University after graduating from high school. She later enrolled in Qichihar University with a major in silicate materials. After joining a glass factory as an engineer, she soon became a technical expert. Ms. Yang began practicing Falun Gong in 1998 and became healthier and more energetic. Even when the persecution began in 1999, she was always eager to speak out her positive experience with Falun Gong to dispel the CCP lies and slander. Before her December 2015 arrest, Ms. Yang went to the Qingfu police station and talked to the officers about Falun Gong. She told them how much she had benefited from the practice, but they refused to listen. One of the officers videotaped Ms. Yang and used it as evidence of a crime.
Forums on quitting the Communist Party held in Indiana. Falun Gong practitioners in Indiana held forums on quitting the Chinese Communist Party in Evansville and Purdue University on April 11th and 12th, 2016. David Tompkins, a spokesman for the Tui Dang, quitting the CCP Center, and former Chinese Air Force Major Hu Jinming presented speeches at the forum. A photo display on the movement to withdraw membership in the CCP was held at the same time. Mr. Tompkins introduced the background of the growing movement of quitting the Chinese Communist Party. He said the CCP's censorship and brainwashing propaganda had blocked the true history from the Chinese people. The 9 commentaries on the Communist Party was published by the U.S.-based Chinese-language newspaper, The Epoch Times, in November 2004. Those who had lived under communism strongly echoed the commentaries. They felt it was exactly what they had experienced. On January 1, 2005, 50 overseas Chinese scholars jointly renounced their memberships in the CCP and its affiliated organizations. Today, over 233 million renunciation statements have been submitted to the Epoch Times website. Mr. Tompkins called it a peaceful way of restoring the traditional values of the Chinese people and transitioning to a new China. Major Hu Jinming, formerly of the Beijing Air Force Training Equipment Research Institute, recounted the persecution he had personally experienced in China. He had been sentenced to prison twice for a total of 8 years for refusing to give up practicing Falun Gong. He was forced to watch videos slandering Falun Gong at top volume with a TV 1 meter away. He said, "I was thrown into a cell of 3 square meters with several felons in a Shanghai prison. We had to eat, drink, urinate, and defecate in the cell and were completely deprived of human dignity. I was often beaten and cursed at by the inmates." Mr. Hu then launched a hunger strike. "I was tied to a bed with my arms and legs spread out. I was forbidden to use the restroom." The prison authorities ordered the guards to inject an unknown drug in him, which made his head hurt as if it were exploding. By the time he was released from the prison, he couldn't move his legs. After all his suffering, Mr. Hu wasn't sad for himself, but sad for the Chinese people who had been deceived by the CCP. He said, "I deeply feel that violence and lies are what the CCP rules with. The Chinese people are the victims of the CCP's lies. The Tui Dang movement allows the Chinese to see the CCP's nature and be liberated from its control." The audience actively participated in the discussion after the presentation. Some expressed deep sympathy over the persecution, while some showed great interest in learning Falun Gong.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.